Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we are the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. Quick reminder, we have a poll up on Twitter that the guys will debate at 7:40 during Which One Wednesday. Will Freddie Freeman go into the Hall as a Dodger or a Brave? State your case if you want to get in on this debate at 9:29 morning shift. All right, the first round of college football playoff rankings were released last night. Georgia lands at 5. Alabama is 4. 3 is Texas A&M. 2 is Indiana. And number 1, the Buckeyes, Ohio State. So it's just over a month that remains until the final bracket is selected. How do you guys feel about these rankings?
Where do we even start? I got a lot of takeaways from this one. First and foremost, I'm not sure, and I don't know that it's Alabama and Georgia. I'm not so sure that the two championship games, the Big Ten and the SEC championship game, that all four of those teams that play are not just going to be the top four teams. And obviously it's different this year in terms of the seeding. It's not the automatic top four teams or conference champions. It's the best four teams. I would be curious. I mean, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying that it's Bama or Georgia against Texas A&M, or that Texas A&M can even make it. They have, you know, they have a couple of tough games left as well. But I think whoever plays in these games, if it's Indiana and Ohio State, if it's Bama, Texas A&M, or Georgia, Texas A&M, or Bama, Georgia, like, I think all four of those teams are probably the top seeds. Like, I just think that that's how it's going to sit, and you can see the value they have on those squads.
Big 12 could be the ACC from last year, having two teams in and it be the two teams that are in the championship game.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on that with BYU and Texas Tech and Utah just hanging around in the area. Miami being all the way down at 18, you know, we talked to Andy Staples yesterday, and he pretty much, when I asked him about the Notre Dame thing, because I told you guys, they're going to put Notre Dame inside of it, and if they do, to me, Notre Dame wins out. They're guaranteed in the playoff again. The two losses be damned, right?
Yeah.
And because one of those losses is looking really good, losing by 1 point at home to the third-ranked team in the college football playoff. And the other now is Miami. But with them being so low, that's weird to me that you have Notre Dame so high and Miami so low. What has Notre Dame done? Is the USC win for Notre Dame that much better than anything else that Miami has?
It's the quality of losses, though, right? I mean, that's essentially what it is. Their two losses look so much better than Miami's two losses.
And yes, but they have the head-to-head.
Yeah.
How they have the head-to-head, and they have, who's played a tougher schedule? I think it's very close.
I think it's tight. I think Miami has, but... And I'm with you on that, man. I think that the ACC as a whole is in a rough spot. And Georgia Tech is part of that.
Yeah,
I mean,
they are.
Georgia Tech at 17 at 8-1 with all those two-loss teams ranked in front of them. Now, here's what I will say, because I thought about Georgia Tech yesterday. I really think the committee kind of did them a favor at 24. Did you notice who was at 24? We talked about this yesterday. It's like, if you're going to devalue teams and move them down the way you did Tech, sometimes the committee will leave a bone on the backside. Pitt on the schedule for Georgia Tech. They slide into those top 25 rankings. Now all of a sudden that Pitt against Georgia Tech game becomes a top 25 matchup. And the committee's essentially saying, you want in, go win that game and then beat Georgia.
Obviously you can lose to Georgia if you beat Pitt. If you went out and put Boston College and then you play maybe an undefeated in the ACC, Virginia, right? Because Virginia's 8-1. They're ahead. I think they're 15.
Yeah.
Actually, they're 14. So, yeah, it's really not a bad. You can lose. I think you can be a two-loss Georgia Tech team if one of the losses is to Georgia. But you also, in that case, you're going to have to win the ACC, so you're automatically in. So it doesn't really matter.
I was going to say the question for Georgia Tech, and it has less to do with Georgia Tech and more to do with the teams around them, is that could a ACC runner-up Georgia Tech with three losses, but their third loss is in the conference championship game, could they make it in? I don't think the answer is yes on that, just because of the way they valued the ACC in this one.
I think you're right. I think you have to beat Georgia if you're going to lose the ACC title game. And then on the flip, if you beat Georgia and Georgia's already in the SEC title game, now what do they do with that if Georgia was to lose a Tech but beat Bama in a rematch, and then Bama hasn't, Bama doesn't lose again in the SEC title game. Georgia loses the Tech, but then Georgia beats Bama.
Oh, it's a mess.
Now you got
it's a mess.
Because Georgia might have won on the neutral field, but Alabama went into Athens. But Georgia's the SEC champion. That logjam right there. Now Tech has lost the ACC title game. So they've got two losses that way. But they beat Georgia on a neutral field. Now that's where it gets a little sloppy.
I will say this much. I know that Bama fans are going to be mad at me for saying this. I'd be just fine if Bama were to slip up against like an Oklahoma and ain't playing in Atlanta in the first weekend in December. That wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. I love that. Dude, love the SEC championship game more than most. Played in it twice. Incredible atmosphere, incredible game. Just doesn't carry the weight anymore that it once did, and it's more of a roadblock than it is a pathway. It just is. And so, I'm good on that.
And it probably has to be Oklahoma. I'm not sure if one of those other losses. I personally think Alabama's one of the best, easily one of the best six teams in the country, much less 12. But if you lose to a lesser team that just fired their coach like LSU or you go into Auburn and lose, it's a little bit harder to justify putting you in, even though to me at two losses, Alabama should automatically be in because they have the quality. They have some good wins.
I was
going
to say, if you're a 10-2 Bama team and you played the teams that you did and beat the teams you did, which was four straight ranked opponents, I think you're going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Especially where you started in the playoff.
Yes. Here's the other takeaway I have, and I know we'll get away from this in just a second. I'm going to tell you who took a huge L, the group of five. I don't know if you guys noticed where the group of five is. Memphis is not even in the poll, but you have to put them in the bracket because the highest-ranked group of five team. How do they even come to that? Is this just others receiving votes? Is Memphis just in that category where they got a couple of votes, but they didn't even make the top 25, and now it's got to put somebody in? That's a huge mistake in the format.
What's the verbiage say? Do you have to be inside the top 20 or something like that? I don't think it does. I think
it doesn't. It's just highest ranked.
Yeah, so they're ranking them probably all the way to 50 or maybe just or all the way to the first top group of five maybe.
They're stopping there.
Yeah, they're like, we got Memphis.
Dude, there's no way that's what it is.
Memphis is at Memphis came in at 29, so we don't need to do 30 to 120.
I would lose so much faith because can you imagine that one guy who's sleepy over in the corner who's like, it's nap time, and he's going, just put Memphis, for the love, just put Memphis in there, man.
Can we just put him 26?
Who cares at this point? We're at 33. Just throw him in there. Let's go home. I'm done.
Well, when you look at it, when you go to the – everything that you see stops at 25. So
it's a mess. It's a mess.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. We should be able to include Notre Dame in that, the group of five thing. They're not in a conference. We should be able to include them in that conversation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
At this point, I'm sorry, but do we really need to see Boise and Memphis? I mean,
it's cool when they're in the top 25. It's cool when they're like undefeated teams, and it's like Tulane or whatever.
It's cool,
like,
that's cool until the game plays,
right? And then
it's not fun. It's like, not cool anymore.
Memphis beat Arkansas. That was a huge W. And now you look at Arkansas and you're like, dude, I don't know if that was that cool.
Everybody in the country was completely shocked and just baffled that Arizona State here, who's the Big 12 champion, hung with Texas last year. And then, I mean, one of the greatest seasons of all time by running back that Ashton Jeanty had last year,
they looked
overmatched against Penn State.
Yeah, they looked terrible.
Well, we will get that final bracket in just over a month. Now, Lane Kiffin, we've been talking about him a lot. A lot of head coaching jobs open. A lot of places want Lane Kiffin. LSU fans are taking matters into their own hands. They're trying to lure Lane Kiffin to LSU through Garth Brooks. So Lane posted a video of Ole Miss singing Friends in Low Places, the entire stadium singing, right? LSU fans are now tagging him in videos of LSU singing Callin' Baton Rouge.
Callin' Baton Rouge.
And saying, might enjoy this a little bit more, buddy.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And I, like I said, I've talked about this before. Going to Baton Rouge is one of my favorite memories from college. I mean, hearing that song sang, and I think a lot of SEC teams now have that end of third quarter song. You know, it's Tom Petty, it's Dixieland Delight, but man, that when you hear him come on them speakers down there in Death Valley, there's another feel to that.
And there's no comparison between the Ole Miss video and LSU.
I'm sure.
The atmosphere is just insane.
Well, yeah. Money talks, and the state of Louisiana is ranked 50th in economic wealth in the country out of 50. So, how are they going to pay him? You know, your governor's leading the charge here. How are you going to pay him? That's what Lane wants to know. Pay me. Lane's like in the movie Goodfellas, when it's like when you get in business with the mob, blank you, pay me. That's what Lane Kiffin's saying, right? I don't care about Garth Brooks. Pay me. Pay me. Pay me. That's all he cares about. He wants to get paid.
It's an interesting way of looking at
that. University of Florida can pay him.
I was just about to say, here we go.
And his wife.
By the way, he's at Mississippi. I don't know that they're faring that much better.
Why he's going to go to Florida. His father-in-law was a legend at UF. What are we doing here?
I don't know.
I mean, you got the Yellowwood guy in Auburn. He can pay you. Plus, you really want to deal with the governor on a weekly basis? Come on, just no.
I don't know, man. I don't know if we're done with coaching openings.
We're not.
That's a good point.
There's no way.
I'll
tell you something. Mario Cristobal blows another game or two. Miami likes changing coaches.
Oh, they ain't getting rid of Cristobal.
Yeah.
He's one of their own, man.
They changed coaches like tank tops down there. Yeah. They ain't afraid.
Yeah, well, they do the same thing with quarterbacks recently. So it kind of is what it is. I think they're riding the wave.
Well, each Wednesday night, you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles Low Prices. Love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights. That's tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, I don't know if you realize this, but really smart kids go to Georgia Tech.
I've been told.
Yes.
I've been told. I have no idea what those grades look like, but I've been told.
I almost went there.
Did you?
No.
Me either. Not even close. So while attending Georgia Tech, Sam Porta developed technology. He got kind of annoyed with the lines at food halls. Like, it took a while. So he developed the technology for sensors to track occupancy. And so he then put out like a data board so people would see like, oh, this dining hall only has an 8-minute wait. This line only has five-minute wait.
Wow.
It was great, right? It was so popular. He developed a company called Q's. And he's expanded this technology. Truist Park enlisted him for some help because at their team store, they are having issues with a long wait. You've seen the lines at Truist Park to get into that store.
Yeah.
Up to 45 minutes wait. And you want to be out watching the game, right? So last year, they installed 18 sensors of Sam's sensors around the team store. And he tracked occupancy, how long it took for someone's experience through the team store. And they have now gotten it down to sometimes 8 minutes for a wait.
Wow.
So he can track where the bottlenecks are. He has set up like
smart.
You go in and out.
So are they Are they adjusting setup of the, and I don't know if you know this, but are they like adjusting the setup of the store based on where it was bottlenecking and maybe moving like the popular stuff to the back?
They didn't do this at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah.
They didn't do this at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah, everything was tracked. Basically, Truist was saying before Sam got involved, they needed to reduce the lines for fans. They wanted to maximize store utilization and increase store revenue. He's done all of that.
Dude,
now, top of that, you know, we had the All-Star game.
That's right.
So someone from the Kansas City Royals noticed the efficiency, and they have enlisted Sam his company to do it there.
Good for Sam.
Insane.
Sam, feel free to fill Allie's Venmo, my Venmo, and Mike's Venmo for this free pub, since you're a local guy.
It doesn't sound like he needs any pub.
No.
I will say this as well. I always wonder why they don't, because you know how that one gate by the battery at Truist gets backed up?
Yes.
Like the one, you know. Like, why don't they have, like, a sign over the top that's, like, wait times? You know, like they do at airports,
Sam.
And it's like the south or the north gate is actually less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just, you know what I mean? Walk around. We're waiting an hour at this one, and there's nobody at this one. I'm like, you should just put a sign that says wait times all the way around.
Yeah. How many gates are at Truist, you think?
Six.
See,
I guess six.
Because when they built MBS, and I was there, like, multiple times when they were building it, and I never realized what they were doing. They only built, like, three gates.
Yeah, but those gates are like
now
30 wide.
And that's the thing is I thought like the first time I was like, this is going to be a debacle. And it never has been because they are so freaking wide.
Yeah,
they're gigantic.
I wonder if, and I don't know about the new state, because every time I go to a stadium, I don't ever go into a gate. I'm lucky. I can't.
He's going to hurt his back dropping that. You know what I mean?
But
let me pick that up.
It is a thing that if you wonder why they don't put more, and it's harder to put a lot of like wide gates at a baseball stadium.
Yeah.
Just based on the design.
Well, coming
good
up.
Good for Sam.
I know. Good for Sam. So
thank you,
proud
Sam.
To have him as a Georgia Tech alum.
And thank you. And thank you for helping us at Truist with the store.
Sam is a rambling wreck from Georgia Tech and a hell of an engineer.
He's a rambler?
Not quite, but sure, we can go with that.
Coming up, we're going to get back into the Falcons conversation. They are heading to, I know, I messed up yesterday. All right, they're heading to Germany. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.